This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello and welcome to today's program. My name is Joe Clifford and I'm your host today as we listen to Dave Pollack presenting his ideas on how to leave right in order to enter right. He will present the concept of raft, reconciliation, affirmation, farewell, and think destination. Today we will especially be thinking about why reconciliation is a vital part of leaving right in order to enter right.
For the last almost 30 years now, one of the major areas that I've been involved in has been helping people through the process of transition. And I often tell people in introduction that transition is something that everybody does all the time. From the time you're born until the time you die, you're in transition. Many of those transitions take place in a fairly long period of time, and we get used to the transition. Very few children at the age of 8 get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, "Ah, my, how I've grown," because it happens in small increments. And it's only over a long period of time that you realize that you've grown and you've gotten used to the process of growing. But there's some transitions that take place in life that take place in a very short period of time. And the difference between the conditions at the beginning and the conditions at the end are very different. And those transitions are the ones that cause us very severe stress. Certainly, one of the transitions in life is the transition of retirement. And many people discover how traumatic that can be, moving from a very busy work schedule with all kinds of connections and responsibilities, suddenly discovering that those things are gone. And after one has played several rounds of golf for several weeks in a row, they begin to wonder when they're going to be able to get back and live life again. There are other people who find the process of graduating from high school or college a major jump in their life, and sometimes somewhat traumatic. The trauma of having the last child move from the home and the empty nest is another major change that calls for a great deal of adjustment. But certainly one of the areas of great adjustment and change is one that many of you have experienced as you've moved from one culture to another. And in moving from one culture to another, that transition can cause a variety of stresses from which families sometimes do not recover very well. And it's often because they didn't leave very well. People who leave right tend to enter right. People who leave poorly tend to enter poorly. And many times they are not even sure what it is that has caused the problem. There's several things that are key to in the process of leaving right. And one of those is the issue of reconciliation. As a matter of fact, when I talk about transition and leaving right, I talk about the importance of building a raft, R-A-F-T. The raft is an acrostic for four elements that are critical in leaving right. R is for reconciliation. A, affirmation, F, farewells, and T, think destination. Where am I going? Or in other words, what are my expectations? Reconciliation is key. I remember several years ago being in a conference listening to a psychiatrist who had worked with the U.S. Peace Corps share with us his concerns for Peace Corps workers who had made very poor adjustments to the United States after having worked overseas during their period of Peace Corps involvement. He said that as he interviewed people who had made and were making difficult adjustments back to their home country, he discovered that the one particular item that floated to the top more than any other as a cause for that problem were unfinished interpersonal businesses. Conflicts that an individual had had with people overseas, whether it was a national in the country where they worked or whether it was the an administrator or a coworker. But he said the closer you get to leaving, the less likely you are to resolve the conflict because you think in a few days or a few weeks even, I'm going to be on an airplane. I'm going to be many miles away. I probably will never see this person again. And even if I do see them, I'll see them in a context that is not the same as this, or they will have forgotten. And I don't have to bother trying to reconcile the problem. He said what actually happened was that they climbed on airplanes with visible suitcases in their hands and an invisible backpack strapped to them, carrying all the trash of those broken and difficult relationships. And they got back to their home countries and couldn't get rid of the backpack. It made me realize that 2,000 years ago, Jesus had addressed that very issue. When he said, if you come to the altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar, go be reconciled to your brother, and then come back and get on with your worship of God. And perhaps he was also indicating, get on with the rest of your life. We don't carry either guilt or bitterness very well. I remember being in a situation several years ago when there was a reunion of some young people who had grown up overseas, some third culture kids, and they were having a class reunion from their school that they had attended. I picked up one woman at the airport, and as she got in the car, she made the comment that maybe I should just get back on a plane and go back home. As we drove away from the airport, I asked her for a little more explanation of this, and she said that she had had a very bad experience 35 years ago in high school, and she was desperately hoping that a particular person who had made life very, very difficult for her would not be at the reunion. As we pulled up the driveway to the small hotel where the reunion was going to take place, I heard her say, "Oh," and I said to her, "I bet I know who that one person is that's standing on the porch of the hotel." And she said, "Yes, and he hasn't changed a bit." Well, as we got onto the porch of the hotel, he turned one way and looked off in the distance, and she turned her back, and they passed back to back without even acknowledging each other. That evening at the evening meal, she had come in and was sitting at a table. He came in, looked around, and saw her and sat at the absolute opposite side of the dining room. That evening, I had been asked to talk about the very thing that I'm talking about now. And I talked about the issues of leaving right and the importance of reconciliation. And I talked about the importance of forgiveness, both getting it and giving it. When I finished, these two people, who again in this evening session were sitting on opposite sides of the room, the man got up and walked across directly to her. And I moved over on that side of the room because I wanted to hear what was going to happen in this encounter. And he said to her, "You may not remember me." And I wanted to say, "Oh, yes, she does. And I've heard all about you earlier." But he said, "I'm so glad you're here." He said, "Ever since we graduated from high school, I've wanted to ask your forgiveness for what I did and for my attitude and how I treated you when we were in high school." She burst into tears. They embraced each other. And for the rest of the weekend, they were almost inseparable. I heard them on many occasions sharing stories of high school, laughing about the very things that she had told me in the car were the most painful experiences that she had had. Now, if I were to put a label on that experience for these two people, I would have put the label foolish. Because here were two people who for 35 years... one of them carried guilt that he had wanted to seek forgiveness for, and the other one had carried bitterness. And I would imagine that if you could examine the lives of these two people, it would not have been hard to discover the places where his guilt and her bitterness had affected other relationships, whether it was with their own, their friends, their own spouses, their children. But they had carried this because they had never resolved that problem. I believe that many of the conflicts and struggles that we face overseas are reflections of things that we never dealt with when we left our home countries. Many times when people go back to their home countries, the struggles that they have there are reflective of struggles and issues that they never resolved when they were overseas with coworkers or with people that they were supposedly serving. The issue of reconciliation is not simply something that's nice to do by nice people. It's something that's critical to do. When Jesus said to be reconciled to your brother, it was not a good suggestion. It was a directive, because it just so happens that the God who made us knows how we work best. And when we fail to do that, we are the ones who are desperately hurt by our failure to reconcile. There's much more to this topic of leaving right, but time doesn't allow us to complete it. We'll look forward to the next time when we're back to pick up on how to build a raft.
Thank you for listening to MemCare by Radio today. I would like to challenge you to think about whether there is any reconciliation that needs to be made in your life today. Even if you have already moved, is it still possible to contact the people via email, Skype, or even letter? Looking forward to next week as we listen to Dave Pollock speak about the A and the F in Raft.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.